Joe Biden praises brave illegal migrants, subordinates Americans. By Neil Monroe on September 17, 2021. 300 million Americans must ensure their homeland complies with the expectations of brave foreign migrants, not the needs of their own families, according to a Citizenship Day video by President Joe Biden. Citizenship Day is a reminder that the job of every single one of us is to ensure that America remains a country worthy of immigrants' aspirations, Biden said in a September 17 video. Biden ignored 300 million Americans' concerns, accomplishments, and right to a national labor market. He instead praised migrants, including millions of illegal migrants, who are being invited by his government to compete for the jobs, careers, wages, and housing needed by Americans. Every immigrant comes here from different circumstances and for different reasons, but they all have one thing in common: courage. It takes courage to leave behind all you've ever known and start a new life in America. Biden also described illegal migrants who took jobs from Americans as saviors of hapless Americans, saying they carried our country on their backs throughout this pandemic. Legal and illegal migrants do a minority of the work in nearly all job categories. Biden used his brave migrant/hapless American speech to urge Congress to pass multiple wealth-shifting amnesties in the pending budget reconciliation bill. The bill would also import at least 3 million extra immigrants and allow companies to hire cheap foreign graduates instead of well-paid U.S. graduates. He said, "I'm working closely with Congress right now to finally make that amnesty a reality, to ensure that every brave immigrant can pursue all the rights and opportunities that come with American citizenship. I'm confident that this year, we're finally going to put that within reach of so many deserving immigrants that sacrificed and contributed so much to our nation already." The amnesty is being pushed by Mark Zuckerberg's FWD.S group of West Coast investors. The group has strong ties to many White House officials and stands to gain from more cheap labor, government-aided consumers, and room-sharing renters. Biden's speech echoes the nation of immigrants myth that has been pushed by progressives since the 1950s. Before then, the nation's culture emphasized Americans' role as independent settlers in a largely empty continent. Biden's deputies use that myth to justify their subordination of Americans' needs and rights to the preference of foreigners. For example, Alejandro Mayorkas, Biden's border chief, posted a tweet September 14 praising a corporate-backed group that wants to elevate migrants' desires above Americans' economic rights. "This important effort shows the best of who we are. A welcoming, generous nation that serves as a beacon of hope and refuge for those in need throughout the world." This year, Mayorkas is expected to double legal and illegal migration to roughly 2 million people. That flood delivers one immigrant for every two American births. Regardless of the 1950s myth, the United States won World War II, created a middle-class economy, invented many new technologies, revived racial equality, and landed astronauts on the moon during the long period of low migration between 1925 and 1970. In 1955, as pro-migration groups insisted the United States was a nation of immigrants, immigrants were only 7% of the population, down from 15% in 1910. Since 1955, the share has doubled, back up to 15%. Family income doubled between 1950 and 1970, according to the left-wing Center on Budget and Policy Priorities. But in the subsequent high immigration era, family income rose far more slowly, by only one quarter from 1980 to 2020. Immigration benefits the United States with a bigger economy of many consumers, workers, homeowners, and inventors, Hungarian Stephen Grove, and South African Elon Musk, for example. Collectively, they helped expand the nation's wealth that is stored in house prices, patents, and stock market funds. But economic studies suggest that migration does little or nothing to increase median income. Migration also spurs political conflict and chaotic diversity, partly because it allows social-style activists, including Biden, to shift their emotional concerns from poor Americans to the very poor migrants demanded by investors. For example, Biden's loose border rules have invited a mass migration of poor people to the U.S. border, where they are being held in the open prior to their release into U.S. workplaces. Many polls show that labor migration is deeply unpopular because it damages ordinary Americans' career opportunities, cuts their wages, and raises their rents. Migration also curbs their productivity, shrinks their political clout, widens regional wealth gaps, and wrecks their democratic, compromise-promoting civic culture. For many years, a wide variety of pollsters have shown deep and broad opposition to labor migration and the inflow of temporary contract workers into jobs sought by young U.S. graduates. This pocketbook opposition is multiracial, cross-sex, non-racist, class-based, bipartisan, rational, persistent, and recognizes the solidarity Americans owe to each other.